Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Yay! A beautiful one coming from Dani Goki this afternoon right here on Spectrum with the comeback. I don't know if I'm able to connect to Pastor K right now. Pastor K, are you with me? Can you hear me wherever you are? Unmute your audio. Can you hear me? Do you get me? DK, I think we're struggling. Maybe we should try contacting him on his cell phone to try and connect with him this afternoon. We're talking about our current state as a country, you know, with the unrests that are happening, you know, with, you know, it's just a whole lot of things. It's the unrest, it's the protest, it's COVID-19, and we really, believe God will come through for us in this season as we push in prayer. You know, I think nothing beats prayer. Nothing beats being a prayerful nation, you know. Nothing beats you know, being able to just believe and trust in God, that God is able to take us out of the things that we're currently going through right now. I believe that indeed God is doing something. Yes, we're not seeing it. We don't see it. We might not see it, but I truly believe that He is just not quiet. He is definitely doing something for us. I don't know if DK, you are able to get hold of Pastor K for me right now. Try him on his cell phone. It looks like on Zoom we're struggling with connecting. Let's take a song, DK, quickly, and then so that we can get hold of Pastor. Did you manage to get hold of him, Pastor K? Are you online?
Yes, I am listening to you calling on people to get hold of me as if I went missing. What's going on?
No, because I'm struggling to find you on Zoom, as we have agreed.
Yeah, no, I can tell you now, laptop I own, cell phones I own, I don't own network, and I can tell you now I'm struggling with a lot of network. Looking at this Zoom thing here, it's not even being kind to me, but I'm glad that we finally connected.
To God be the glory, Pastor K, but how are you doing? How is your afternoon so far?
I tell you, I'm more grateful to be alive in this season more than any other season.
Amen.
I am just grateful. I'm just grateful that there's roof over my head. I'm grateful that I still have my family. I'm grateful to be able to take this breath and be able to take the next one without any struggle. This is a season where we are really grateful of little things. The life is one of the key things that I'm grateful for.
Amen. Now, Pastor K, you know, the country is currently going through so much, you know, with the unrest, with people protesting. There's so much activity happening. We're also dealing with COVID-19. And I was just sharing with the listeners earlier on that I was reading one of your statuses that actually hit home as I was reading on Facebook, and when you said, now it is the time we raise the alert level of our prayers higher than the level for lockdown. Let us pray more. And that just spoke to me. What was happening? What was going on in your mind when you wrote this?
I was meditating on the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 19. The first part, which speaks about the fear of the Lord and the people that fear the Lord, both in the east and the west. And then the second part of it then says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, and COVID-19 should never be viewed as our friend. COVID-19 is our enemy. The unrest that we see in the country is our enemy. The lack of peace is our enemy. If you look at the issues that we are faced with, the dollar to the rand exchange has dropped by 2%. That is an enemy, because obviously it means that whilst we are trying to rebuild the economy, there is an enemy that is pulling us 20 steps backwards. All these need for the Spirit of the Lord to be active in our lives and raise the standard. Whenever there is an enemy in our midst, the Spirit of the Lord standard must be raised. And so I am really calling today on all people who have got the Spirit of the Lord active in their lives, that it's time for us not just to sit and watch, not to just to change the channels, not just to be sitting on social media and be wondering what is happening around the country. It is time for us to get to work. Somebody was asking me, what are these guys doing? What are the police doing? What are these doing? I'm going to pose the same question. What are we doing? Because we've got a role to play as the body of the Christ. Let's do our bit. Let's do our job. And our job is to intercede for our leaders during this very time. It is to intercede for our country and its citizens. We can't afford to be sitting on the side. If you've got the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord is active in your life, I'm calling upon you to raise the standard against all these enemies that we're dealing with currently as a country.
Sure, true. And you know, as you're talking, I'm reminded of a video that has been making, it's been trending on social media of a woman, looks like an older woman who is going around. I'm not sure if it's in KZN, but it's just next to the shops that have been looted and burnt down.
Yes.
And this woman is going around praying in tongues, praying and pleading the blood of Jesus. And
sure,
it touched me so much that there are people who are really standing in the gap for South Africa as a country and really praying.
Listen, before I came on air, the Holy Spirit reminded me that He is not a conventional God. In times like this, we need people who are going to act crazy and do the opposite. Remember what the children of Israel were commanded to do. They were commanded to circle around Jericho, which is a very unconventional way of fighting any war. You see, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we can't be using guns, we can't be using retaliation, we can't be using violence in order to try and solve whatever crisis that we are facing as a land. I think it is time for us to go around our Jericho right now with praise, with prayers. Go around our Jericho, which is South Africa. Go around our Jericho, which is Swaziland, our neighbor, and begin to pray. Pray. It may not make sense to those who are around us. It may not make sense to those that are watching, but it's not about them, because we serve a God who's unseen, and He sees our hearts. I think we need to just go on an unconventional way of doing things at this very time and really stand in the gap for our nation.
And Pastor K, I think it was around this time last year when you released the single of your song, Heal Our Land.
Sure.
Was it around this time? Am I correct?
It was. In fact, it was around April last year. Just when we were preparing, in fact, late in March, where it was finalized, just when we were preparing to go into the lockdown five, alert level five. So it was during that time,
And, you know, it's just a profound song, you know, especially for the season that we are in, Heal Our Land. And what was happening? How did you get to come about with such a powerful song, if I may say
I didn't come up with it. I think it was strongly inspired by the Holy Spirit in my heart. And I remember I had the serious urgency to even find a studio. Remember, it was difficult to find the guys who were operational at that very time. But the Holy Spirit made a way, and I was able to connect with one of my friends who had a studio in Soweto, Pesimdao. And we were able to just pull my kids, as well as Ayanda, another lady who's doing soprano, into the studio. And then Sia, Tigana, who's also on keys, was able to orchestrate the whole thing. It was really God, because everything was just against us in terms of operating under normal circumstances. But I was really grateful that at that time we were able to put it together. I was just reading a comment on the same post that I did last year, and it came from my elder sister, who was saying that, you know, the song is more relevant today more than it was 12 months ago. And I fully agree with her that now more than ever before, we need God to just heal not just our land around the COVID-19. There are many other things that we're struggling with that are overshadowed by COVID-19 and the most of an unrest. Remember that one of the greatest things that we must never shy away from thinking about, is that the church is ministering amongst people who are really poverty-stricken, seriously poverty-stricken. And so even when the church doors are closed, we still have a lot of work to do, according to Matthew chapter 25, of getting to into homes and situations where people are hungry, and be relevant, not just with our prayers, but also with our actions. Now, more than ever before, the church's doors may be closed, but thank God that we can still dine and pray with people and pray with families who are in desperate need of not just God, but also of our intervention in terms of that which we can do for their physical needs.
Thank you so much, Pastor K, for availing yourself to minister to us this afternoon. We'll play the song Hila Lend in a little while, but I would like to afford you the opportunity to lead us in prayer right now. You know, stand in the gap. Let's all stand in the gap. You leading us in prayer. Pray for, you know, from the presidency, our country, the unrest, the protests, COVID-19. May God indeed heal our land. And we know that God is with us. We know that God yeah. knows everything. He's with us. He's, you know, he sees the situation. But we just, right. I don't know, we're just pleading with him for mercy. So, Pastor K, lead us in prayer this afternoon.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we claim your word according to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. You said in your word, in every situation, and here's the situation that we're faced with as a country, in every situation with prayer and supplication, bring your request or make your request known unto God. So we are bringing these prayers and supplication unto your God. In this situation that we have as a country, please, Ngenelela Nkulunkulu, just come through for us as a country around the issue of COVID-19. We pray for your healing hand. We know that there is power in your name and your blood has never lost its power. We pray that you may come through for families, loved ones, and those that are struggling alone, even at the sound of my voice, listening to Radio Pulpit as its companion. I pray that you may come through for everyone in the country, in the leadership, those that are making critical decisions around the security and the security and the safety of the country. Please be God and give them the wisdom that they need. I also pray for every family around the country that is being exposed to the unrest situation that we have. From Cape Town right up to Limpopo, I pray that Heavenly Father, you may raise your standard. When we are facing the enemy that we are faced with right now, I pray that you may activate your spirit amongst every living being that is in South Africa. At the sound of my voice, I pray that they may also raise their standards, standards of prayer, standards of praise, standards of worship, standards of relevance, standards of being relevant also to the needs of the people around us. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that you may raise the standard, even at Radio Pulpit, for those that are ministering through it to be relevant at this very time to the needs of the people and the solutions that are needed for us as a country. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we appreciate you. And we thank you that you are God who hears our prayers. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sipho Kaleni. Right now, my family, here is Sipho singing Heal Our Land. Pastor K, we thank you. God be with you and have yourself a great evening.
Much appreciated. Thank you so much, Mpo.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.